The month of August typically has one of the highest levels of violent crime in Milwaukee, but city officials say they've been making some progress bringing down the numbers. There were 10 homicides in Milwaukee this August compared to 22 in August of last year. Still, the city has experienced over 60 homicides for all of 2019. Reggie Moore is director of Milwaukee's Office of Violence Prevention. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver about his office's efforts in violence prevention, including the successes as well as the obstacles.
The biggest obstacle has been getting people to believe that violence is preventable. We have suffered with so much pain and trauma in our city for so long that people almost made peace with trauma. And I would argue that we should never make peace with pain or with trauma. We should do everything possible to prevent it. And so we may not be able to stop every shooting, right? When you look at random road rage incidents that result in somebody pulling a gun in an argument, that's hard to predict. And, you know, without a targeted intervention with that person, it's hard to prevent those sort of random acts of violence. But when we look at where violence is occurring and what the drivers of violence are, if we can take a place-based approach to say, are there certain neighborhoods with high incidence of non-fatal shootings and high incidence of homicides? If we can look at social networks to say, our community is highly connected. You're probably two or three people away removed from people who are personally touched by violence in this city. And so we get information pretty quickly about what's happening or what's brewing in the street, and we try to take a more proactive approach to get ahead of it. And that's why, you know, we launched the 41 for Life program to really on the front end try to mediate and prevent shootings before they happen. But then on the back end, how do we intervene to reduce the likelihood of retaliation?
Can you break down 41 for Life, like just in simple terms, what it is?
So 41 for Life is a public health approach that looks at violence as a communicable disease. It really is about what we call health workers who are trained in a model that's modeled after the Cure Violence model out of Chicago that's been implemented in about 70 cities around the world, that basically trains folks from the community who have the background and credibility to be able to predict where conflicts are brewing, to engage with individuals who are part of that conflict and try to de-escalate a conflict before it escalates to the point of physical or gun violence. And the hospital partnership allows the interrupters to be paged to the hospital when a gunshot survivor who meets our criteria, meaning folks who are at highest risk of either being re-injured due to gun violence or actually engaging in some form of retaliation, we engage with both the family and the survivor to try to break that cycle.
And how many incidents have they stopped from escalating?
Right. So in terms of conflicts mediated in the street, there's been approximately 64. In terms of hospital referrals, in terms of gunshot victims that have been referred by Frederick Hospital, there's been about 71 of those individuals. And 100% of the patients that have been asked, would you like to talk to a violence interrupter, have accepted. So, you know, in the street sometimes.
Wow, that's interesting.
Right. So you may not have a person on the street that may not be receptive to the message or may not be in a place that they want to change their life. But if you've been shot three or four times and you're laying in a hospital bed in recovery, you're more apt to that message. And so we want to do everything possible to stop that person from being re-injured. And number two, from feeling like they need to now carry a gun or retaliate against the person who shot them.
Shifting gears a little bit, has the Office of Violence Prevention done anything in terms of gun policy?
So the city of Milwaukee has been advocating around gun policy for a while. I think the juncture that we're at now is, unfortunately, the legislator seems to react when there's sort of a mass shooting or a series of mass shootings in the country. And so when you look at, for example, last year after the Parkland shooting, where Scott Walker was able to pass an executive order to allocate $100 million to fortify school buildings, I think the question comes down to how do we fortify our communities? I think when you look at the daily gun violence that happens in cities across this country, there has not been a windfall of resources to address the daily gun violence that happens in cities across this country, which quadruple the number of people killed in mass shootings in any given year. We support universal background checks. We support red flag laws. But we also need resources for comprehensive violence prevention strategies in local communities.
Reggie Moore is director of the City of Milwaukee's Office of Violence Prevention. He spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver.